Katie Brown is my next guest. Katie Brown is a poet and a photographer whose work frequently appears on Medusa's Kitchen Blogspot and Convergence. She's won awards in the Ina Kulbrith Circle, the Berkeley Poets Dinner, the International Dance Poetry Competition, and California Federation of Chaparral Poets Competitions. Her poetry has appeared in a great number of journals, including Rattlesnake Review, Persimmon Tree, Harp Strings, and The Song of San Joaquin, among others. Her other writing credits include Poetry Potions, a poetry workbook for young students, Automobile Humor, Greeting Cards, and Multiple Ending Book, and a series of short mysteries for young readers. Katie participated in the 2011 Confluence of Poets Tour, sponsored by the Sacramento Poetry Center, and made possible by a grant from Poets and Writers. I'm very pleased to welcome her to this program. Katie Brown, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you, and thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. It's terrific to have you here, and I've really enjoyed hearing your work at open mics and other events in Davis and Sacramento for years now. How long have you lived in the area?
Off and on in Davis since 1970. So I've been around for a while.
You knew the city when it was much smaller.
Much smaller. I'm one of those old farts that can remember way back when places that now are overrun with houses were just fields. And
exactly.
Yeah.
I live in one of those places. I've talked to folks who tell me that they still think of the location of the high school and the Davis Public Library as North Davis.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. And West Davis was Anderson Avenue.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you could join me on the radio show. I'm wondering if you could say a little bit more about the good news that you received recently.
Well, you know, I was completely stunned. Song of San Joaquin is a wonderful journal that the chapter of California Federation of Chaparral Poets, the San Joaquin chapter, puts that journal out. It's a wonderful full color cover and excellent poets, and you know, it's a publication that I've come to love. There's a reading for it every issue that comes out down in Modesto, and I try to go down and catch the readings then.
That's great. And is that the reading series that takes place in that delightfully named cafe in Modesto on Tuesdays?
I wish it were.
Yes.
That's the Tuesday. I think there's a Tuesday workshop that goes on there.
Right.
The reading for Song of San Joaquin happens at the library, which is a beautiful building down near, and I can't remember now the name of the historical house, but there's a beautiful museum, old house, right across from the library. And so I enjoy going down there.
Oh, I'm sure. And tell me the title of the poem that was nominated.
Ah, the poem is called Against the Fear of This Day.
Excellent. Well, let's, if you don't mind, let's hear you read this important poem that has just received this recognition.
Okay.
And let me remind folks that this is Katie Brown, my guest on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Against the fear of this day, I memorized your form in every light. Know the contour of your nose, gray-blue of your droopy eyes, the shape of your ear. I hold your image in my dreams, can hear your voice when I am still. I gather your pillow to my face and smell you yet. Scent and memory and dreams, all that are left. You were mind. I was feeling. You gathered facts. I sought the backstory. Between us, we explored the world. You looked up close. I stood back. It is unclear to me how to go forward with only shadows beside me.
Oh, that's very nice. Very poignant.
Thank you. Earlier this year, I lost basically my heart's companion. He and I had been together for 25 years.
And, oh, my goodness.
So I'm still working through all of that. And this was a response to one of the times when I picked up his pillow and caught the scent of him, and all of that came back.
Certainly the loss that I hear there reminds me of some of the poignant poems that Walt Whitman had written about Abraham Lincoln, about whom many of us have been thinking in the last month, but also about other fair young friends that he had lost, and different ways of representing that grief and absence.
I think poetry, when I was going through counselor school, one of the instructors there said, you know, if you keep a good journal, you don't actually have to see a therapist. And I think poetry does that. It kind of helps work out all that stuff.
Good. Well, good for you. I am sorry for your loss, but it's a beautiful poem that you've written about that, and I'm sure that you'll be writing more poems to help you continue to grapple and work through and respond to those challenges.
Yes. Well, you know, absolutely. I have a whole stack of those.
Yeah.
But it is true. It's hard to write immediately afterwards, but there is a certain release. And I enjoy writing the poems about almost everything that I come across. I look forward to submitting many, many more poems to Song of San Joaquin and Rattlesnake Press or Medusa's Kitchen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the other sites.
I know that you read recently at the Unitarian Universalist Church for the Other Voice poetry series run by our friend Allegra Silberstein. We have just a minute or two left in the show. I'm wondering if you could say something about that poetry series before I let you go.
Oh, that series is absolutely wonderful. It is held monthly. She's taking a break now until the new year, but that series has many, many wonderful poets. Patricia Killalay read with me when I was there last. And I also want to mention Sacramento Poetry Center, that has been just a real anchor in my work. The Tuesday night workshop at Heart Center is really valuable. Workshops are just a great thing for poets.
Absolutely. And we should remind folks, too, that every Monday evening, all through the year, the Sacramento Poetry Center hosts a reading. I believe they'll start at 7:30, is that right?
That's right, yes. And it's a wonderful way to go and meet poets and hear good poetry and, you know, have a wonderful evening out.
I agree with you. I'm a lifetime member of the Sacramento Poetry Center, and I encourage the rest of you to consider the important cultural resource that the SPC represents for not only Sacramento, but surrounding counties, including poetry lovers here in Davis.
Yes.
Well, Katie Brown, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Next time, I hope that you'll join me here in the studio, and we'll hear some more poems and talk some more about your works, your ambitions, and your new projects.
Well, I would love that.
Excellent. Thanks so much for appearing today on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.